Okay, let's begin. Omar Hechacham.
Okay.
Omar Hechacham. Mi shezorea es hasinah. Who is the Chacham? He doesn't tell us who the Chacham is. He brings down a source from the Shar mi mem. Mem days hey pay. I don't know what that's what it's safer is that from. Okay, halacha pei ches on page kuf. Omar hechacham mi shezorea es hasina yiktzar es hacharata. This is an expression.
It's a nice expression.
Beautiful expression. The person that plants hatred. What will you harvest later in your life?
Regret.
Okay, it's a very powerful expression. Acharis, and then we summarize the expression, acharis kitata, what's the end? What's the end of kitata, quarreling, charata? Years go by, you're not on speaking terms with people and you fight, and the end is, when you look back at the end of your life, you have charata, what did I need this for? What did I gain from all of this? Hamtein ma'at v'loy tischarei, it's always good to have patience. Hamtein ma'at, just wait a little bit, and cool down the avaloitis choreit, and you will not have regret. Haleitzanus mavei. So yes, I was reading Rav Steinman, fascinating biography of Rav Steinman. A principal came to him and said to him, "I have a student he wants to throw out of the school. He's going to throw out this girl from the school because she's a troublemaker." So he said to his, the principal, "Okay, just one last thing. Give it one more week. Let her stay in school for one more week, and every single time you think about her, just try to think, what would be if she was your daughter? Was your daughter? Maybe there would be a solution. Maybe you could come up with a solution how you can resolve the issue." And indeed, that patience of waiting one more week and putting this seed in his mind to look at this troublesome student as if it was the daughter of the principal, it worked. And the girl ended up becoming a very successful person. Hamtein ma'at v'loy tischoreit, haleitzonis ma'avir ha'moira, leitzonis removes fear. V'hi sh'nil ya'avera, it is the next thing it leads, it comes right before doing an avera. Leitzonis always, we always mention, leitzonis is always the when you are mevatel, you lower the status of something that's very choshur. If you have a concept or an idea or a person that is truly honorable, something that is valuable, and you make a joke, the making of the joke means you belittle it. You take something very choshur and you belittle it. Once you do that, it leads to, it takes away fear. There's no respect. Once there's no respect, you're breaking down all the barriers, and it leads to aveiros. Anyone who makes leitzanis ends up in Gehenna. The einu zeichel lahakpil pnei hashchina does not merit the shchina. Kama shudar shazal min hamigrois b'mo yisna kem adam misaynai. How does, okay, next concept, b'mo yisna kem adam misaynai, next concept. Now, how do you take revenge? What is the best way to take revenge against your enemies? Yosef Milo Yisera Ba'atzmo, to succeed. It's a klal in life. The way to take revenge against your enemies is not to tackle them, not to touch them, not to deal with them. It is to succeed in life. And when they look at you, they're filled with shame, embarrassment, regret. That is the ultimate sweet revenge. Sweet revenge is to ignore your enemies, move forward with life, and be successful. One more time. How does one take revenge against his enemies? You know what you do? Succeed. Yosef ma'ala yisera be'atzmai. Be a successful person. Don't live in the past. Don't live in the past and what could have been, what should have been. That's a sickness. Just go forward. Hamisakein beinay lebein haboirei. Hamisakein, a soul that makes a tikkun between himself lebein haboirei. You know what the midi k'neged midi is? Yisakein haboirei beinay lebein b'nei adam. If you make a tikkun, if you invest in repairing damage between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something that you can do to repair damage. The reward will be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own will also repair damage. In another way, will reciprocate and take the initiative to repair damage. Yisakin habayrei beinoy lebein b'nei adam. These are all very beautiful expressions that he's quoting from different Mamari Chazal. Halacha peites parishos min oilam penai lalev umenucha lagof. Parishos, a person, if he does not pursue the good things in this world, does not pursue good food, vacations, if you are precious min oilam, you know what that does for you? It gives you, it lowers your blood pressure. That's what it says. Parishos min oilam, it's penai, it creates relief, lalev, for the heart, it's good for the heart, umenucha lagof, and it's good for the cholesterol also. It's good for the body, okay? What?
I'm trying to understand this. If you don't do what the world has
taught, precious means don't, in this context, it means don't pursue, don't live a life, the rat race, to run after the tanugi oilam hazeh. If my friend is going to Florida for Pesach, I have to outdo him. I have to go to California. I got to go to L.A. If he's going to L.A. for Pesach, I have to go on a cruise. If you roide, if you pursue oilam hazeh, you get all worked up. Can I afford it? It creates frustration. It creates anxiety. It creates problems. Precious. You know what? Ashrei yoshvei veisacha. Sit home. Don't go away. Oh, but you don't want to make Pesach? So figure out a solution. Fine, go to your children. let them make Pesach. Okay? Let them do it. Find a solution, but don't have the need to pursue the good things of this world, the gashmias. Everything in life. Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. Perishos, if a person does not pursue luxuries, min ha'olam, you know what you're going to do for yourself? You're going to have a good life. It's going to be a penai. You're going to free up lalev. Your heart will be relaxed. Umenucha laguf. Your body will not get all worked up. V'ahavas oilam. Likewise, if you love all the good things in this world, everything has to be the best, the most beautiful home, the most beautiful car, the most beautiful this, beautiful that. It drives you mad. Tirdas halev v'igiyas haguf. If you're always going to pursue the best, of oilam hazeh, it will just drive your blood pressure, will go sky high. V'gia saguf, you'll have no menucha. Next, im yishabchucha b'nei adam b'mash eim bach, if people praise you about things that you really do not possess, they say, oh, this fellow, he's such a humble person. Oh, he's such a great Talmud Chacham. He's such a smart person. Da'ag, you're in trouble. Worry. You have a lot to worry about. When people think of you what you are not, it leads to these old expressions.
People think you're a millionaire.
Anything. If people think about you, anything that is not true, you should worry because it's going to lead to problems down the line. Next expression. Al tihi lohut achra dvarim v'achra chidushim. Don't be lohut. Lohut means to be worked up. Achar hadvarim v'achra chidushim. In other words, read the news. The world is coming to an end, right? I take the newspaper and you know what's going on in the Middle East. You know what's going on in Afghanistan. What's going on in North Korea, and Iran. Oh, you read the news and you get lohut. You get worked up. Don't get worked up. With anything that you read in the news today, it's 50 years ago. You read the newspaper. It was exactly. Mila, I guarantee you, if you take out a clipping from the newspaper from 50 years ago, take out the New York Times about the article about the Middle East 50 years ago, and you show it to someone today, go show the average person, he read what it says. And you say, yeah, I know. They won't even know that they take off the date that they're reading an article from 50 years ago. It's just a merry-go-round. It's the same thing over and over. What?
It's true.
Don't get worked up because whatever happened today already happened before, and the same way things somehow will have to resolve themselves in one way or another, whatever that means. Don't get worked up over devarim and chidushim. If you hear events on the news The world is coming to end. People, they love, they thrive on this, on these type of things. The Mashiach is coming. How do you know? Because there's a lunar eclipse, a solar eclipse, and they found the Paraduma, and they found this, and the archaeological digs, they discovered this, and this water coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oh, and this happened, all the simonim.
Does it mean object?
Calm down. What?
Does it mean object, like the latest iPhone? Something.
That also, every chidush, no, whatever, all things that you discover, you never get excited about anything, he says. Alti lohut, do not get worked up. Achar hadvarim, after hearing new news events, v'achar chidushim, there are new things going on that will never happen before. Ki eila, all of these things, misidim leiv ha'adam min ha'torah, it takes you away from, doesn't just mean learning, it takes you away from the derech of Torah. Shuvu pisoim, a person should do teshuva suddenly. Ki ha teshuva mikubelas. Do teshuva on the spur of the moment. Don't wait to have hachona. Oh, in order for me to do teshuva, I first have to go to the mikvah. I have to have a musa seder. I have to go listen first to 50 shiurim from my friend. And then I'll be in the proper frame of mind to do teshuva. Do teshuva pisoin immediately, without any preparation, any achanas, ki ha teshuva mikubelis, because it works. It works without any preparation before. Ve'etivu ma'alalchem, a person should improve his deeds. Your actions should be good for the be'oid hayocheles al nafshosenu, when you can. Na'rachman l'tzlam, when a person is in the end of his life and it's hard and he's old and he's weak, Terem yavoi bidin oleinu, before days of judgment come upon a person. Ki hu Hashem shefenu, Hashem is our judge. Asher enav pikuchos, Hashem's eyes are open. Al kol darkei bnei adam loseis leish kidrachav ukhfim malalav, Hashem will give reward and punishment to every single person according to what he deserves. Halacha tzadi zochin laadam shaloi befanav. Now what does it mean in this context? So look at the very, very top of the page. What do you mean, zochin? It's a halachic principle. What does it mean over here? On the top of the page, on the right side, Ratzo Leimar. Mikoyach, the kaimulon, zochin la'odam shodafonav, mishum ze, asei oisach ish maisa, shahoya, mayon, bit bat lisus.
That's what it says here.
That's what it says in the words. That's the saying. So what does it say? Look at the parish. Let's read the parish. Then we'll read the parish. Zachin laadam shloim bifanav. What does this mean? Ma'isa b'ishach shayit ha ma'ayin bit halisus shel beis hakneses. He's always examining the talis of the beis hakneses to determine if they're kosher or not. Lirois im nikru oy niskal kuluchudia tzitzios v'hoye mitzaitza kilchasa. And he would let people know. This is what you should do. Always look out for the benefit of other people. Always be mezakeh other people. Zochin la'adam shabafanav. Even though we normally have that's called a principle, that you can be makabel a kinyan. A person can be makabel a kinyan on behalf of someone else, but that's going to be for the person's benefit. Over here, he's using it more as a, in the context of a moral teaching. Always attempt to do good for someone else. And the example, he gives a very simple example of the shul talis. Look, inspect the talis, see if the talis is kosher. If the talis is not kosher, then buy for it new tzitzis. And that way, when people want the talis, they're not going to be doing an avera of wearing a garment of four corners that does not have kosher tzitzis. Next.
But he gives a parish here.
Okay, let's see, the parish.
What is the word mitzaitzim?
To tzitzis, to inspect, yes, to put on kosher tzitzis. Let's see the parish from the side. This person did a ma'isa. What was the ma'isa? Shema ayin bet halitzos, v'hoye mitzaitza kilchasa. V'al zeh kosha ich asa kachach niko do this. Holav zechusu, dehu yispa shema hitil achar hatzitzit shaloik bikavana. Ay shema hitil achar hatzitzit she'enu bar chiyuva. U'mikoyach zeh lo yivarech ala hatzitzit ki'ilu. Umitharetz vayimudil lebala talis shehu hitel bekavona hatzitzis veinkein haveischus. So, if you're doing this,
he
doesn't know. He doesn't know this. Yeah. He doesn't know this. Then he's not going to make a bracha.
Who doesn't know what?
The owner of the talis.
But this is a shul.
So obviously he's discussing not necessarily. He's this is different times. Different time. Let's leave that out. Basically, let's go further. Basically, look to do good. If you have an opportunity to do something good, take advantage and do a good thing. Do things to be mazak. Other people have benefit. Hey, you have a shul. They have a talis. The talis might not be kosher. The tzitzis may be ripped. And you go ahead and you put on kosher tzitzis. So when the people now put on the talis, they're not doing an avera. To wear a garment that has four corners that does not have tzitzis, kosher tzitzis is an avera. If you have a talis and the tzitzis are not kosher and people are putting it on, they're doing an avera. They're being mevatel and mitzvah saseh. By you inspecting the talisos and putting on kosher tzitzis, you are being mezakeh them. Next. They will make a bracha levatol. Even if they're not making a bracha, just wearing a talis does not have kosher tzitzis would be an avera.
It's mevatel
aseh. It's also an avera. It's a bit laseh. It's a bit laseh. What? One simple example. La'adam shlebefanav. A person would not know. A person does not realize that what he's doing is an avera. He's doing something that's not proper. He comes to shul. The shul has a whole a rack of talisos. In the old shuls, they have talisos for people to come in, take off the rack and put them on. And many times they're not kosher. They're not kosher. When the people, they put the talis on, so some of them, they make a bracha. They're making a bracha levatala, which is a severe avera. Or, even if they don't make a bracha, they're wearing a garment that has four corners that does not have kosher tzitzis. That is also an avera. You're not allowed to put on a garment of four corners that does not have kosher tzitzis. So by you inspecting these talisos and repairing anyone that is not kosher, you are preventing people from making a bracha levatala, from putting or from not wearing a talis that does not have four corners. This is just one very simple example, and every single person in their life knows that there are multiple situations where you can do something where you're going to bring benefit for someone else in one way or another. Halacha tzadi aleph, v'yasirei Hashem yichabed. It says in the pasuk, you should give kavod to those who fear Hashem. Is the inyan kagoyin shayilu lechabed avoim yakum b'bnei michadim. Parents, stand up for parents. Uliyachar kumo yachzav yeshiv afilu choy b'detel leleches. And after you stand up, you shall sit down. You shall sit down. These things are very, very fascinating. Afilu choy b'detel leleches shem yelichlo ozlo yiroes shakom lichvaydam. An amazing sensitivity. It's a beautiful sensitivity. A person walks into the room. And just so happens to be, when he walks into the room, was the moment when I wanted to leave. So he walks and I stand up. Why am I really standing up? I'm standing up to leave. But because now I have an opportunity that it looks that that I'm standing up for this person. So you know what? Even though I was planning to leave, after he walks in, let him go to his place and let me sit down for a few moments. And that way it will be clear as day to the person who walked into the room that when I stood up to give him honor.
Very nice, but this is for Avraham.
So Avraham is one example. It's one example. It applies to any person. It applies to any time of
Chacham. This is all based on the idea of the Esir HaShem Yichabed?
Those Yirei HaShem Yichabed. Yes, Yirei HaShem Yichabed. Parents are considered to be Yirei HaShem. I guess so. I guess he's assuming that if you're
period. Maybe if you're a Yirei Hashem,
but it's not what he says. It's not what it says. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. He's saying here, Paz says, Yirei Hashem Yichabed, which simply means that you should give honor to those who fear Hashem. I'm assuming here on a very simple level, the person's parents are Yirei Hashem. And he has an obligation to give them honor. Because they're your parents, in addition to the fact that they are Yirei Hashem. And here you have a situation where you really were not planning to give them honor. You got lucky. When they walk into the room, you were planning to leave, so you stood up. So he says, why not go the extra mile and spend five more seconds and stay in the room, and after the parents, they come in, so remain standing until they reach their place, and then sit down. So by you sitting there and not walking out immediately, it's revealed that the reason why you stood up was not because you wanted to leave, was because you wanted to give them honor and remain seated for a few moments and then pick yourself up and go on your merry way. Isn't that simple?
I think he says on the side that, yeah, look what he says, that it's the person who is the Yirei Hashem is the person who stands
okay.
up.
Okay, so we're going on the subject. Okay, he's darshaning in the Yirei Hashem, but you should be a Yirei Hashem. You should take an opportunity which you're not planning to use as an expression of honor. Transform it. Make from lemon lemonade. You have a situation where you had no intent to do a mitzvah, and now it falls into your hands. It's just 5 seconds of your time. Most mitzvahs can be done in 5 seconds. Just to go the extra effort can make a world of a difference. So one more. So next halacha. Halacha tzadik beis. Siyag lachasidus. What is a siyag for chasidus? What is a protection? Hachai yitain eliboy mikrois ufige b'nei adam v'yeda. Everything which happens in this world, things which occurrences. Pay attention to what happens in life. That is the ultimate siyag to be a pious person. A chassid here does not mean anything other than just be a good person. The way to be a good person is pay attention to your environment. The yeda ki al chato ehem hoya lohem kein. Things that happen to people, you have to assume, well, it's a very dangerous game over here, he's playing over here, is everything that happens in this world is because of reward and punishment. He explains. Let's see, because you know, because then you start saying, well, the reason why this happened to you is because you did an avera. It's because you went and you were nichshol in lashon hara, that's why you're suffering this terrible tragedy. That's a terrible sin. That's not what it's discussing. You're discussing the world events, things that are not that are outside of our direct connection. He explains. The yeda ki al chatoeim hoyolohem kein. The v'davar shazodu nifra lohem midin neged mida or mitoychach yifashpeish b'masa peni yikre loy kasher kara lohem. You read the news and you hear about events that happened in a third world country. Okay, you have no connection to this. This is a little dangerous what he's saying. It's a very dangerous concept. He's saying this. I don't think people would advise you to do this today, but he's saying when you hear about an occurrence that had happened out in the world that you have absolutely no connection to, you have to have an attitude that if Rachmana Litzlan, a person suffers, it's because it's Hashem's justice. The person deserved it. Why did he deserve it? Because he did at some point in time in his life or whatever Hashem's calculation is, an Avera. And that Avera now has come full circle where there is justice. Now, you don't know the person, you don't have no connection, so you're not going to be pointing fingers. It's not going to affect your relationship because you don't even, these people are in a different end of the world. But at least you're going to use that as an inspiration or as a warning that I better behave myself. I have to realize that if I speak Lashon Hara, if I do an Avera, the day of reckoning will come, and the same thing that I hear about in this story, this news story that I saw online about a person, I have no idea who he is, what his name is, just some crazy occurrence happened at the other end of the world, everything that happens in this world is done with exact calculation of Mida, Kineged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exercising justice. And it's a warning to me, the same way some of the other end of the world has suffered, has been punished or rewarded, it will happen to me likewise the same thing when I do a mitzvah or I do an Avera.
See, I think the Mefarish is trying to say that this is talking about someone who is a chassid. He's not talking to everyday man. Everyday man can't.
Everyone is a chassid. Yes, you are. On their level. Every person, of course you're a chassid. A chassid doesn't mean a long payas in a black coat.
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
It means a religious Jew. You saw it, or any religious Orthodox Jew is called a chassid. Yeah. What's it discuss? Every David said, a shamreini Hashem ki chassid ani. Oh. Was David a chassid?
Yeah.
Of course not, he was a Litvak. How dare you say David HaMelech was a chassid? How dare you? How dare you? David was a Litvak. Everyone knows that. What?
No. A chassid means also an association with somebody like a derech chassid. He's not a chassid.
A pious person. A pious person. A person who is an Orthodox Jew. A shomer Torah u'mitzvah is a chassid. Shamreini Hashem ki chosid oni.
The religious people call everybody a rabbi.
That's right,
rabbi.
Exactly.
That means nothing. It means nothing. Shamreini, it's a pasuk. Shamreini Hashem ki chosid oni. Siyog lachasidus. A siyog. A protection, a way in order to maintain, to stay the course, to remain an Orthodox Jew, religious, is to pay attention. Next, Sadi Gimel. Sadi Gimel, call Yisrael. No, no. You came late, you can't talk.
No.
Siyog, next. Sadi Gimel. Sadi Gimel, call Yisrael Reim Zelazeh. Okay, everyone is responsible. Not for the fact that we are responsible for each other. No one would give mussar to someone else. No one would want to seek out evil in their midst. Unless they want to make a protection that they should not sin. The only reason why, there are two reasons why you give someone mussar. Number one, because you're a danger. It's contagious. If you do an avera and it goes unchecked, then it's going to spread like a disease. People are going to take note and they're going to say, if you can do the avera, I also want to do the avera. That's one reason why you give someone mussar. But there's another reason why you give someone mussar. I care about you. There's no danger. The avera that you are doing is isolated, it's private, I don't know, it's not going to be a danger. But I care about you. Call Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. And therefore it's my duty to make sure that you do not do any Avera. Hein, kol eila yifal kel pa'mayim v'sholosh im gever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with a man once, twice im gever. Hashem does not punish a person immediately. Only Hashem is patient. This pasuk means, hen behold, kol eila yifal kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to go about his business as if nothing has happened, business as usual. There are no bolt of lightning strikes that blow up a person for doing an avera. If he does an avera once, pamayim, he does an avera twice, shalosh, he does an avera three times, im gaver. If a person does an avera multiple times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not punish him. Hashem gives him an opportunity to do teshuvah. It's only when a person becomes so entrenched, is addicted to his averos, then Hashem first begins to punish him. So therefore, let's see the end. Kevan sheshamer adam paatzma imin havera. But once a person he guards himself from doing an avera, the kafah yitzray pam yishrei v'shliyah shlishis mikon ve'elach Hakadosh Baruch Hu shomer Hakadosh Baruch Hu guard. So he's saying over here a different idea. Okay, this pasuk is interpreted in many different ways. The simple way that it's interpreted is, the simple way, is the way I explained to you, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not punish a person instantly. There are no strikes of lightning. A person, Hashem, is patient once, twice, three times, maybe he will do teshuva. Here, the Sefer Chasidim is darshaning the pasuk in a homiletic way, and is saying that if a person, he guards himself, he exerts effort not to do an avera once, twice and three times, he is then granted special siyat d'shmaya, where it's now easy. Hashem will protect him, that he does not need to exert the effort to be protected from doing this avera. Hashem will make sure that he does not do the avera. Invest in Hashem. You will reap the benefits. If you invest by not working on yourself not to do this avera a couple of times, then Hashem will enter into the picture and take away the nisayon. You'll never have to deal with this type of situation again, and it will be smooth sailing in the future. That's how we tie our to read the pasuk and get one side. Hey, and behold, kol eila, all of these things, yifal kel, yifal, he interprets, Hashem will work for you. Hashem will be on your team and will be orchestrating your life that you do not come into a situation of a nisayon, if only you do your part. What's your part? You do it pamayim v'sholosh. If you do your part not to do the avera two times and three times.
Imgaver. Ties it into the Arevus.
Okay, let's see. We'll tweet inside very good. We came on Shasham Adam Asma Min. Min are there of a coffee Yisra Pam Rishon Shnei Shlishik Mikan Melech Hakashpeh Hu Shomer. Okay, let's see the parish. The parish. Let's see the whole thing. Tzadi Gimel on the left side. Call Yisrael Areim Zelaz Devil Molei. Rotsa Loimar. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oisei Tovel Yisrael Shiyu Areim Zelazeh Hashem Es Demes Hakindness. That we are responsible one for the other. Shim Yasa Adam Yisrael Mitzvah Yiskem. If a person does a mitzvah, the whole klal Yisrael benefits. Yel l'chol Yisrael chelik ma'achas shehin arim zeh l'zeh. If one person does a mitzvah, the entire tzibur reaps the benefit. V'al zeh kasha halo yosim imash shemaskirim mafsidim. If that's indeed so, there's a double-edged sword. Because if we're all responsible, if one person does an avera, that means we all suffer. Sheim yichayev adam mehem v'yaval mitzvus lo yisaseh yekol yisrael nechsholm. Everyone's going to have to suffer. K'maimer akosav v'choshal ish be'achiv. One man will stumble because of the sins of his brother. Ish be'avoyin achav melamit shekol yisrael arim zeh lazeh. U'v'pratos shemitz lo yisaseh. And certainly when it comes to lo yisaseh, it's much worse because there are more lo yisaseh in the Torah than aseis. There are 365 lo yisaseh and only 248 mitzvah saseh. It's better for a person not to be born because there are more things that can go wrong in this world than they can go right. To go right, you only have 248 good opportunities, but you have 365 bad opportunities. So there's much more of a possibility for things to go wrong than there are to go right. So he's asking the question that this concept of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh Lozeh, is not to our benefit. Because if one person does an Avera, we all suffer. If one person does a mitzvah, we all benefit. The potential for averos is much greater than the potential for mitzvahs. So what do we do? Only it would be better. It would be much better not to have arvos. And that the answer is that's not so. Because when it comes to doing mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us extra special siyata d'shmaya. The Amar vil molei el k'dei shiyasu siyogas v'gderos shlo yechetu rotsu lo yemar v'kevim sin shemachmas ha'arvus nase siyogim shlo yechetu. We have a fence that we should not sin. V'loi oivrim al mitzvahs lo yisase lufi ze kivul socha machmas arvus al mitzvahs ase yoyser mei oin shem ashal arvus al mitzvahs lo yisase. U'mash Amar, what do we mean? That if one person does a mitzvah, he creates an atmosphere of siyata d'shmaya that other people will not do that avera. If one person works on himself in regard to a certain mitzvah or a certain protection from not doing an avera, it creates an environment, a magical atmosphere where people are not have no desire to do an avera or to do a particular mitzvah. It's an amazing, amazing Kabbalistic concept that he's saying. If you're part of a tzibur, you're part of a community, and the community works, there are individuals who work on themselves to be better people, everyone in the community benefits from that. The siyata d'shmaya that he creates through his efforts trickles down to everyone in that community. Is that an amazing thing?
Oil
Rosh, oil Shchainai, and Toivl Rosh, Toivl Tzadik, and Toivl Shchainai. Exactly. There's an influence when you're part of a good community, you're part of a good chevra, and they do good things even secretly. It just rubs off spiritually. You're protected. It's an amazing, amazing principle. And that is the benefit, we're very short on, the benefit of arvos. Let's go further. And he goes further. Hein kol eilek gevin shomer mikan v'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next page, shomer ratz lamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu roya mas v'nei adam im oiseh sholosh from kain. If Hashem sees that the person works on himself three times, the oz nechshav lefnei hamakim baruch hu it's choshev. V'loma kain dilma lo yaseh kizeh if a person does it three times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from the fourth time. So if a person works on himself three times, everyone in the community reaps the benefit of the Siyata Shmaivim came to call the Shalim Zelazel, Lefizeh, Havizchus, Lishol, Lefishu Rochuk, Minahefsid, Vikav Losachar. He's going to come out way, way ahead when it comes to doing a mitzvah and protecting yourself from doing an Avera. Everyone benefits because of Arvas. Sadi Dalam. Hein Yikteleni Lo Ayachel. Even if they will put me to death, I will still have yearned for Hashem. Nothing will turn me down. Even when they're trying to kill me, to take away my life, I still have faith in Hashem. Yosim Adam Eliboy Vikach Moshel Min HaParoshim HaOchim HaMulchama LaHaros Givurasa B'mitzas Adonim. Go look at a soldier. A soldier goes to war knowing that he may never come home. A soldier goes out to war to fight for the country. Velo yonusu mibnei cheref, he does not run away because of the sword. V'niftsoim, and they give over their life, they're injured. V'neheragim, all for the greater good for their country. And if a person has such courage to give up his life for his country, how much more so should a person have the courage to give up his life for Hashem? V'kol ze'ina rak mibnei ha'kelima. He's saying something that is so deep, it's not to be believed. Why is that so? Why, when a soldier goes out to war, is he better die in war than run away and flee and come back home? Because he realizes what kind of life will he have coming back home when he'll be known as a coward.
Deserter.
He's on the battlefield, he sees that he's going to die, so he can either die as a hero, or he can run away. If he'll run away, then he'll be a coward. So Busha, the koyach of Busha is so powerful, he will be willing to give up his life. If he'll die, there's not going to be any reward. And likewise, if they're going to, and likewise, even though he knows that by dying in war, he's not going to receive any reward. So anachnu, what is the kal v'chomer? Al achas kama v'kama. It's worthy for us to suffer in this world, even to give up our life to die. Al mitzvas malkeinu adon kol yisbarach shemo, who has promised us reward for giving up our life to Hashem. Okay, it's a very, very fascinating, deep insight. This kal v'chomer of learning from people who give up their life for other. By the way, in the Secret Service, do they take an oath to die for the President of the United States? It's a lie. No such thing. Derech Agav. Only in the movies. There's no such thing as a member of the Secret Service taking an oath that he'll take the bullet for the president.
No
such thing.
Exactly not.
No such thing. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a short break. And then we're going to learn about...
But they do it anyway.
Who says...